Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 5 minutes and 45 seconds after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 23rd of January, 2017. Good morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have an interesting show today, and we'll get to that very soon. We've got people that are protesting and people that aren't protesting.
And I know why your voice had a little bit of in there this morning.
It doesn't have any
the games
of that,
yeah. Yesterday.
I did not raise my voice at all.
Well,
I might have, you know, went, oop. I'm not like you. I'm not like you when I watched the games.
No, when you came in the room,
you are cheering.
I was still
You were doing your cheerleader routine. You were in high school.
Good morning, everybody. I was actually finishing trying to binge watch the final season. I'm having just a hard time getting through. Just get it over. So,
do you
even
enjoy it anymore?
I just want to get.
We talked about
the
that
end.
In church yesterday. Binge watching.
Yeah, they did.
Good morning, Bad Bob. Do you binge watch? Do you and Brenda binge watch?
Not more than about two or three at a time when we're working our way through a series.
Yes.
Which one is this?
We did a nightly. It wasn't really binge watching. It was sequential watching night after night when Westworld, we finally got around to Westworld.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're doing Game of Thrones. We're working our way through now that we have HBO Now, we're working our way through the catalog.
Oh, I love it. Oh. Love it. Okay, well. Anyway, so we've had a couple. We've got two now simultaneously going on. Okay, let's talk about the weather.
Yeah,
43
we sure
degrees.
Do.
Anyway, going about the games.
Talk about the weather first.
Okay, 43 degrees, showers today. My gosh, all through the weekend, pads blowing off, trees toppling. My God, saturated grounds, flooding.
At our house.
No, but I mean around the community.
Yeah.
Definitely there was a flood watch, and as we saw this morning, it's dangerous. People driving through creeks.
Mitchell's have no backyard.
She said it wasn't as bad as it was when they first let out the gates. Well, high of 47, lows tonight of 35, still showers, slight chance of showers tomorrow, and then the forecast calls for, we may see some sun tomorrow with our highs of 52. Tuesday night calls for mostly clear, then we come back for mostly showers, and a slight chance on Wednesday, and then as we go to Thursday, 20% chance of showers. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Friday, sunny, near high 58. Oh, my goodness. Mostly clear. Saturday, sunny with a high of 61. And Sunday, 65. So there you go. We're going to have, it looks like a kind of a cloudy, some clear skies, but not like sunny. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every morning, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They are a veteran-owned business. And of course, yay, hey, yoo-hoo to our veterans. Shop local, folks. 365-3793. Bob, you're looking at the lake. You're looking at statistics.
Well, we're looking at downstream on the Sacramento River at Tehama Bridge. The river is at flood stage as of just a couple of hours ago. It's expected to recede to a monitor stage, which is 210 feet above sea level. During the break we're going to have in the storm, they're going to be letting a significant amount of water. The lake's going to come up very, very quickly. We are currently 30 feet from the top. And with more wet weather still to come, there's going to be a lot of water headed downstream to try to give us some headroom up there.
Oh, 30 schmerdy. That's still, they got lots of room in there. You know how many millions of feet of water that
is. Yes, I
do.
I also know that Lake Oroville came up 30 feet in a single day, which actually, although it's a smaller surface lake, is deeper and has more capacity.
It's got 600. It's over 600 feet deep?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Lake Oroville's a deep canyon lake.
Well, it's kind of like a canyon, though. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah.
There are spots on Oroville where I've gone out, my depth finder didn't find anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it find, like, the Loch Ness Monster or something?
It's big enough to hide in there. You can put a sub in that lake.
That's kind of okay. Like Lake Tahoe. Did they ever find the bottom?
Okay. Now, here it is. This is the elephant in the room. Let's talk about it. The playoff games.
Oh. Well, we started there. We just weren't ready.
I wasn't ready.
You had, to pinch your thumbs together.
Here it is. The Green Bay Packers, arguably one of the best quarterbacks ever, but the team is just riddled with injuries. I mean, it's lucky they can get 50 guys out there going against the Atlanta Falcons. Oh my gosh, this guy Matt Ryan. Every time you see him, he just puts on another show. He is that good. And the people he's got around him. And what's his name? Antonio Jones? I'm not sure if that's Antonio Jones that plays for them. But whoever his receiver is, oh, my gosh. The guy catches the ball and runs it like 70 yards, and people are bouncing off him as he runs it down the as it runs down the field. And then you went to New England against Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh is a tough bunch. And here's New England, who's Tom Brady, who is on his revenge tour. took them apart.
Well, let's go back to the first game. And, I watched the first part of the Green Bay and Atlanta. And, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So stay with me here.
I'm with you.
Okay. So I think what happens, it's the domino effect. You always feel like, okay, it's halftime. They may be able to pull it off. But once you get to that huge point spread, it's very difficult to come back. And there were a couple things that happened. One of the guys, I love watching the quarterbacks and the precision and how, you know, they do the plays, the thought behind the plays and how you have to, like, trick the other team to see where they're going and what they're doing and the call of the plays. This just didn't work out for them. They're such a superb team, and of course,
Green
Aaron Rodgers. Yes,
okay.
And watching them is so wonderful.
Atlanta took the ball, went down the field, and scored. So here comes Green Bay. They come down, they get stalled, and their field goal kicker, who hasn't missed, he's made like 36 in a row, misses it. And then Atlanta goes up and scores a field goal. So it's 10-0. Well, here they come down again, and they're close. And they hand it to this their fullback running back, Rypkowski, something like that. The kid has never fumbled in his career. He gets it down. He's running. He's crashing through the Falcons. They're just hanging on to him. He sees the goal line. He's like 3 yards away, and they stand him up. And you know, there's just so many of them on him at that time. One grabs his right arm and pulls it away from the ball, and the second guy came in there and knocked the ball out of
right,
his hand.
He,
you could see it. He was just, it was like almost like a Greek tragedy where they're holding Caesar's arms as they stab him to death.
Right.
And in the ball, he loses the ball. The Falcons recover.
He had a good grip on the ball, too, in the end zone.
And then they just really never came back from that. So, okay, that was that. And then Tom Brady comes out and gives a class on football. And, you know, it's just one player just goes, you know what, he's the best I've ever seen. So here he's 39 years old. He gets knocked down. He gets rolled around on the dirt, jumps back up, throws a touchdown. I mean, there's just nothing better than watching Tom Brady. And then his team, the guy that never played football in college.
Oh, my gosh,
Hogan,
the lacrosse guy. Yeah.
Because he played lacrosse. Scores two touchdowns. He makes these big catches. And then their number 11, the little guy.
What was that thing called, the flea?
The flea flicker.
The flea flicker. Love that.
Lindy goes, what's a flea flicker? I said, it's a trick play. She goes, I said, frankly, I can only tell you about it if your DNA changes and your testosterone level goes up. It's a guy thing.
No, it's really cool. You know, this is that's a mind game. That is a total mind game on the field.
Anyway, so there it is. It's going to be Atlanta and New England, and you just know Goodell, the NFL commissioner, is crazy at this point because he's the one that suspended Brady. So what's Brady do? Brings them back into the Super Bowl, and if they win, Goodell has got to hand him the Super Bowl trophy. Can you believe this?
Roger Goodell has no choice but to go and watch Tom Brady play in Super Bowl.
Yeah. And if they win.
No more ducking Roger Goodell. For 2 years, the NFL commissioner has been cons- conspicuously absent from game any game involving Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, but no more. Since Goodell won't come to New England, Brady and Patriots will just take the game to him.
I love it. Okay, we've got to take a break here. Hey, you know what? This, you know, it's 3 weeks into the new year. They say half of the people in America makes a New Year's resolution. Only 8% of them, 8% of them actually follow through. But here's your chance. If your one of your resolutions was to get healthy, in three ways, of course, the three pillars of health is exercise, diet, and sleep.
Big time sleep.
We can help you with the sleep. That's right, Sleep Number. Head on down to the Sleep Number store, because I tell you right now, you've got a good chance. You can save $300 on an affordable, adjustable queen mattress. But it's more than that. You can also get the optional Sleep IQ technology, which tracks the way you sleep, gives you suggestions on how to better adjust your bed, how to better sleep. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
And my Sleep Number setting is 40.
And I tell you what, we've never slept any better. We've told you about this. People that have actually literally called us and said, okay, is this true? Or are you just selling this? And you know what? We don't sell something we don't believe in like this on our when we do our reads. And we have used this product, we believe in it, and we think it's a great deal for you. And like I said, right now you can save $300 on an affordable, adjustable queen mattress. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center, go down and see Janice or Brian or any of the professionals down there. Tell them you heard us talking about it today. You wanted to just try it out, and they're going to do that for you. They're going to show you how good it really is. All right, now today we're going to have the Magnolia Park. Street Park is going away, that the Board of Education wants to make that into another facility. And the people that were caught by surprise, they're here. They want to protest. They want to talk about what their problems are with that. And then at 8 o'clock, you've got Doug Wright, a local attorney, but also who started to run for Congress, was at the Trump inauguration. And he's going to come at 8 o'clock and talk to us about that. We're also looking for... That's right. We're looking for somebody that attended the march. Now, you could have been, you could be here in Reading, or you could be listening to this someplace else, to give us a call about this. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow. And we want to have you on as our guest to talk about what the Women's March was in D.C. And tell us everything you saw, what you heard, and all of those things. But we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Coming to the Cascade Theater this February, it's Midtown Men. It's a high-octane concert celebrating the best of the 60s, reuniting four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys. Midtown Men, Thursday, February 2nd at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Must be budget blinds.
Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 43 degrees, going up to 47 today and 35 tonight. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and there's something new coming to Wind River.
Absolutely. In Wind River, there's a spa, a beautiful spa there. And under new management, the Redding Rancheria is going to be taking over the wonderful spa. And so you'll have the amenity at Wind River and Casino with its own brand, and will continue to apply guest service standards to the new endeavor. They're going to ensuring the patrons to have the best time while visiting the resort. Facials, waxing, body treatment, massages, and all that right there inside Wind River Casino in the hotel downstairs. It's fabulous. We've been there before. It's wonderful. So anyway, when you go to Wind River, go to the spa. It starts February 1st.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Drain the Redding Swamp. On our chat room, Dr. Maria, Comrade Ann. Comrade Ann, it's been a while. Glad you made it back safe from Virginia. And we have Charles on the line. Gosh, we've just got a whole bunch of people that are coming in and out. Charles,
it's reunion week.
It's reunion week. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This concerns something that the Anderson Planning Commission is going to be discussing tonight.
Okay.
And that is a possible ban on storage sheds.
Really?
Yeah. Well, hello?
I'm here. We're here.
Oh, I thought my phone line went out.
No, go ahead. Say what you have to say.
Yeah, this draft ordinance came out of a discussion the Planning Commission had late last year about wanting to regulate shipping containers. Personally, I didn't know there was ever a crisis of shipping containers, but, somebody seems to think so. But in the name of doing that, the city staff has come up with this ordinance that, the way it's written, it will ban the use of any storage shed that is not permanently attached to the ground via concrete, etc., because of how temporary buildings are defined.
Yeah, they're doing it because of the marijuana.
Well, this means that everybody who lives in a mobile home park who has a storage shed for their personal belongings, they're going to have to get rid of it. Everybody who's got a tool shed in their backyard,
you know what I would do?
Get rid of it.
You know what I would do? I would immediately
is written.
But I would immediately call Baron Browning and Melissa Hunt and say, "Hey, is this really what you want?" I understand probably why they did it. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I understand.
The road to hell is paved with
I understand that. But if you said to them, "Hey, look, I live in a mobile home park," or somebody, my mother does, she keeps her possessions in a shed right behind it, and now you're going to tell us that she has to get rid of that? No, that's not what they're looking for. So they have to rewrite it.
That may not be what they're looking for, but that's how the gosh darn thing is written.
I understand, but
that's going to affect how insurance companies behave and how mortgage providers behave, and because mobile home parks are required to be insured.
Right. No, I understand. No, I understand your angst.
Landlords are going to be forcing residents to get rid of their
Charles,
and storage sheds.
Right, Charles, I understand your angst. I think this is wrong. But this is what I would do.
Well, I think that ordinance is wrong, too.
But that's why you need to call Baron Browning. Call him. You know, they've got his number there, and Baron is very responsive, as in Melissa Hunt or, you know, anybody on there, and just say, hey, look, this is what it's, you know, this may not be what you want it to say, but this is what it's going to do. Well, and I think they will change that.
Well, the Planning Commission meets tonight at 6 o'clock at Anderson City Hall.
Well, get everybody out then. But then I'd still call Baron and I'd call Melissa today and talk about that. Because they haven't passed it yet. They've just written it so far. All right.
All right, bye.
Thanks, bye. Okay. Well, I understand that. I mean, if I, you know, that doesn't make sense. Because, I mean, a lot of people I know have really nice storage sheds, but they're not connected to concrete on the ground, Bob. You've got storage sheds, don't you?
I have a garage. I don't have a standalone shed.
No. Well, anyway.
A lot of people have standalone sheds. Hey,
you know what?
Little garden sheds, yeah.
Yeah, little garden sheds. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you put your belongings in there.
We've got stuff like that. It's not in the backyard, but it's under, you know, but we have that. Does that mean that you can't have them outside your house or underneath the eaves?
We'll have to find out more details on that. Let's do that this week.
No, we won't. We won't do that at all because we won't look into that because that's Anderson. But I think that somebody needs to.
Well, we have Anderson listeners.
That's
and, of
true.
Course,
Chris
Anderson.
Clark would be right there.
He's back from Mexico.
That's a big old slap right there.
There you go.
Carl.
Okay, what's up?
Sorry, let's talk a little bit about, we haven't brought up the inauguration.
Okay. But Doug Wright's going to be here to talk about it. But you're right. After it was over, I cannot believe the things that were being said about Trump's inaugural speech. Rachel Maddow called it Hitlerian. She said it was, you know, and you had other people's anti-Semitic. It's, you know, it was the darkest speech. Oh, gosh, you know, and all these things. And here's a man that was talking about giving America back to the public, to the people, talking about bringing everybody underneath the tent. No matter what your color, race, anything, to bring them in. And here's he's also a man whose daughter is Jewish. Come on. He had the first time in American history a Jewish rabbi was at the inauguration and read part of the blessings there. You know, all these people that have just completely lost it over this. And then they couldn't wait to start. You know, one of the reporters came into the Oval Office when some things were being signed. He looked around. He didn't see the bust of Martin Luther King that was in there. So he tweeted it out. Trump's removed the bust of Martin Luther King. Well, that was totally wrong. Totally wrong. He had not done that.
And do you think that that person do you think that there should be some kind of law or some kind of accountability for somebody sending out fake tweets, be tracked that could possibly cause mayhem?
Well, what he did was
should he be fined?
No, of course not. That's like if we say something here and it's not right.
That's a dangerous precedent.
But what this guy did, he couldn't wait to be the first one to say this. So he tweets it out. And then they find out that, no, that's not true. It's the same place it's always been. And they gave showed him a picture of him, and he starts to apologize. He's, oh, my bad. And then he really starts apologizing because people just jumped on him. Because here's a perfect example of fake news that goes out there because the guy couldn't wait to verify it, so he sends it out there. Now, should he be moved to the back of the room or something or not allowed into a press conference? I don't know, but he apologized to Spicer, who was the press secretary.
He was ready to just be like, right away, look what's happening.
Yeah, I know. They
right away to think the worst.
That's right.
Okay, so there's the problem. So along those lines, okay, it's in celebrity news, because we know we had the Women's March, right? Taylor Swift decided not to, you know, bad blood, feminist outrage at Taylor Swift for skipping anti-Trump Women's March. What she is, according to this article, A lot of celebrities turned out for the Women's March to protest the inauguration of President Donald Trump. Pop sensation Taylor Swift did not attend any of the marches across the country and world over the weekend, but she sent out a message on support on Twitter. So much love, pride, and respect for those who marched. I'm proud to be a woman today and every day. What she's tried to say is, I do not want to be political. It's a political statement. She didn't want Is there anything wrong with that? If you don't march and, you know, you should hear the stuff this is coming out to lash against her. She said, no matter what I do, you are going to say good things and bad things. That's the truth. You're just going to rip me apart no matter what.
So she chose not to do it, where she could have gone and been like Ashley Judd and said that, and became the, as I said, became the darling of the crowd when she said that Trump has, quote, and this is a quote from her.
I can't believe this. I need to see this.
Wet dreams about his daughter. And then, and then Madonna says, I want to blow up the White House. Now, I mean, when you
see,
when
you, countries I mean, that there's countries that get you some serious problems.
But this is the anger and the derangement of some people out there over this. You know what? I didn't like Obama. You know, the first time I had all this hope when Obama was elected, the second time I wasn't happy. But you know what? You would never heard me say things like that. Or most people, 99% of the people, these people are just completely off the edge. And you know what? Like Tom Hanks said. Tom Hanks said, you know what? I've really, you know, voted against him and worked against Trump's election. I hope, though, he does so well, I vote for his reelection. This is what Tom Hanks said. And I just really came to a, you know, I don't have a lot of respect for those guys, men and women down there.
For a variety of reasons,
but that was a great statement to make.
That was an adult thing to say.
That was a very adult thing to say, because he's right. You want him to succeed. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and her crew over there provide the best in-home health care for people and affordable that you're ever going to find. Whether it's short-term in-home care or long-term, it's Sharon Clark. Home Helpers. She is absolutely the best. Give her a call at 226-8350. I would let her take care of you. If something happened
absolutely.
To you, and I would call Sharon Clark in a second.
I would want her team, too, as well. Yeah. I feel that, and same goes for you and for my parents. She'd be my first call. Anyway, Home Helpers, they're locally owned, and you know, a lot of passion's gone into her having the best of the best. 226-8350. We'll be right back, KCNR, on this Monday.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and
hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen of the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. And although it may be gloomy, it is gorgeous. You know, it's a state of mind. Take me to the river. 43 degrees in the downtown studios. High today, our lows, temperatures are going to be about 47 degrees. Our lows will be about 35. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers, then sunny. And as we progress through the week, more showers, more showers. We do have weather breaking on Friday with, as far as our forecast is concerned, we have a sunny day with our highs near 58. The rest of the week looks like we have mostly showers with some clouds and a little bit of sun peeking through. But that's what we've got to look at here for our forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Don't call the 800 number for your local TV experts on satellite dish. Call B&T Satellite at 241-DISH. Ask about how you can save $100 and help a local veteran save $100 also. He will also, Doug Tully was on here the other day, and because of the contractual problems they're having with Channel 7, he will also, with new service, put a put an antenna inside your house that will allow you to get all the local stations without the without having to for dish or anything else. But he's got great deals. He starts at $39.99 for the packages, but give him a call. 241-DISH, call the local guys. Oh, hey, you know what? Last week, toward the end of the week, it kind of really something broke here was when the Board of Education has somehow voted to take Magnolia Park, which is right off Placer, right behind the Board of Education, and decide to make it into a facility, I guess to help children that have disabilities. And they were saying they had no other place to put it, so what they're going to do is take Magnolia Park and take away the access to that to build these buildings. Well, they did this without telling anybody in the neighborhoods, and this impacts on a lot of people. So much so is that they started a committee called Citizens for Magnolia Park, and we have three of the representatives here today. And let's start with Pete Figuera. Did I pronounce that pretty close?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, we have to turn you on. Okay. And Pete, tell us what happened here.
Well, the County Office of Education needs to build a new facility. It would be one that would serve students with special needs, a building, and then associated facilities. And they have chosen to put it atop a public park, Magnolia Park, that served the residents of the neighborhood and the city for over four decades now. They approved this project. They kind of hastily approved the project back in September of last year, and didn't notify the neighborhood at all prior to that, except for the very few residents of Orange Street that directly faced the park. They talked to them a little bit to see if they had visual concerns, but didn't tell the rest of the neighborhood. And as many people know, that's a densely populated neighborhood, small lot sizes, a lot of apartments. Kids and families really don't have too many other places to play. That's the only park in the neighborhood. So the neighborhood wasn't consulted. They approved this plan, and it wasn't until and started working on plans. They drew up plans for buildings and so forth, starting to spend money on the project. And it wasn't until 15 weeks later, right around January 10th or 12th, when they finally told the broader neighborhood about this plan. And it really impacts a lot of people. It impacts us as parents in the neighborhood, people whose kids and families have used that park for quite a long time, and it's a big deal. It's the only park in the neighborhood.
And you buy a piece of real estate thinking, oh, great, there's a park down there, and my family, my kids, my grandkids can come and use that. So it's part of the... It's part of the package, if you will, when you're buying a piece of property. Is there a way to bar that? And we have two other people here in the studio, too. Let's find out who else is in our studio today.
Well, we have Jason Schroeder. Jason, are you... You're involved with this, too, obviously, and you live in the area.
Yeah, and, you know, part of the, I guess, the introduction is, you know, Pete and I in particular own houses on Olive. We were part of Stand Up Reading and the, you know, group that helped try to transform that neighborhood and... Mm-hmm. Clean up a lot of the issues, and so we've been fighting for a long time, and it just is, it's just another blow, you know. I mean, it's another hit to feel like, you know, we weren't involved in this process whatsoever, and so we have more questions than answers, and we're trying to do research and figure out what's the legal framework for everything that's going on. You know, is Shasta County Office of Education and the other boards that are involved, you know, at what point are they going to ask the community what the community wants to see? Because really, this is, you know, these are elected officials. Tom Armolino is an elected official making a lot of these decisions and has literally told the public, hey, you know, you're not going to sway our decision. It's happening. We're beginning to build this in March. And we can't even find a project description really online. We're searching through meeting minutes and that kind of thing to try to even find out what this project is, who's involved, who's paying for it. It's a $2 million project.
The reason I have this kind of a little quirky smile on my face is welcome to Reading. Tom Armolino's statement, doesn't make any difference what the community thinks we're going to build this.
Yeah, that's just, it's that's blasphemous
a very, that's very interesting for that. Armolino says is that park's filled with the dregs of society, that they have to kick people out. There's hypodermic needles there, that they've got to get them out of their hair every morning. It's dangerous and all that.
Pete and I went this morning. We went through the park and just say, you know, let's just... Pete called me and goes, let's just check it out on our way.
6:30 this morning.
I threw away a Gatorade bottle. That's what we found. It is a pristine park. And kudos to Shasta County Office of Education staff who are taking care of and cleaning up the park.
Well, that's what they're
saying. But it is, if you compare it to South City Park, to Library Park, to Caldwell Park, we don't have transient problems like they do in other parts of the area. Our kids use it on a daily basis. There's, you know, a school in the bottom of the church, the Pyramid Church right across the street.
The Reading Montessori School.
Reading Montessori School. They use that park on a daily basis. City of Reading sports programs use that for soccer practice and sports events on that grass area. And if you look at the plan that we found, it is exactly on top of the grass, and the play structure is exactly where they're putting a parking lot and two buildings. And it doesn't seem right that we don't have a say in it, because there are alternatives in other locations where they could.
Right, and the thing that we're going to go to Katie now, Katie Connaughton, who's our another guest with this group, and I think what I'm feeling is that, you know, if you guys were part of the process, you could understand what's going down from A to Z. But it just was something again that happened in the middle of the night. You know, something passed without anybody having any involvement, and that's the outrage. So, Katie, what's on your mind? Tell us what you have to say today.
Well, I initially learned about the project. I received a postcard that basically said the Shasta County Office of Education is planning to remove the park and put up a couple of single-story structures. So we went to a meeting to learn more about it, and that was the impression that we got, that it was a done deal, and there wasn't really much that we could do about it. And this is a park that I've had couple of birthday parties at. I have a small lot that I live on, so we take our kids there and play a lot. And as to the safety issue, it's one of the safer parks. I really feel comfortable going there, and I gotta say I was really shocked to see that go away. And I think that the public really needed to be involved in looking at alternatives. I think there's got to be an alternative location for these buildings.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. We're with the someone on the committee of Citizens for Magnolia Park. Bottom line on it is without telling a lot of people,
when they were starting the planning on this, was the Board of Education and Tom Armolino. They've voted to close down Magnolia Park, put a parking lot in there, and two single-story buildings because, as they said, they couldn't find anything else that they could build in. Something that the even the Record Search Lights editorial, which came in there, said I'd find that hard to believe. And what they're doing is taking a park that people have cleaned up and have tried to keep for their neighborhoods and are just doing away with it. In an area where most parks aren't being kept up, this was. Again, a lot of it because of the Board of Education. Now, the question is who owns the park, and is it something that's being transferred back and forth or what? And we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy, who is the owner of the business, makes this. This is his business. This isn't a part-time. All of his instructors are NRA professionals. He teaches all over, of course, just not Northern California, but down into Central California also. Thousands of students have gone through his classes, whether it's basic CCW, hunter safety, advanced pistol, and now offering a carbine to pistol class so you can use your semi-automatic rifles, teaching you how to do that. All this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out their website, readingccw.com. We'll be right back with the Citizens for Magnolia Park.
Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Cascade Theater, and I would like to invite you to join us for the second annual Signature Gala. This classy and exciting event will be held on Saturday, January 28th. Dance the night away and sip on complimentary champagne and snack on past hors d'oeuvres while you mingle with friends and bid on a fantastic selection of live and silent auction items, including autographed posters of some of the most renowned musical artists to visit the Cascade Theater. Then get your dancing shoes on because our DJ will have you dancing into the night. This elegant evening cannot be missed. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the theater's ongoing restoration and preservation projects and will assist in bringing the big names and music right to your front door. Tickets are just $25 and can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Mark your calendar for the annual Signature Gala, January 28th, 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Redding, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Redding. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Redding.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Against the wind.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka Way in Court Street. Great place to work out, indoor saltwater pool, bowling spa.
It's a club.
It doesn't get any better than right over there. It's everything they've got, and they're starting some really new programs down there.
Wait till you hear what's going on in February.
We're going to have them in here to talk about it, but it's something that I can see a lot of people wanting to get involved with. Give them a call at 768-1205.
It goes along with, you know, what you do. I thought about this morning, nutrition, sleep, and it's everything, because if you eat crummy stuff, then you feel crummy, and if you don't take care of your body and love your body, then you feel crummy about your body. And so, you know, that goes in with what you're going to do, and not just a New Year's resolution, just in general about thinking good thoughts and kind thoughts. And that segues into our guests this morning who are, you know, trying to do the right thing, and it's for future generations, and, you know, being community activists for something that really touches them personally. And in the middle of the night, something shifted, and they were just like, what do you mean? We weren't consulted. We're part of this neighborhood. We have no idea. Nobody came to us. Maybe we'd have been more active or a bit activists in this situation. We're talking about the Magnolia Park.
Right. Citizens for Magnolia Park is with us today. Pete Figueroa, Jason Schroeder, and Katie Connaughton. Now, one of the things you said is that Tom Armolino told you a year ago you'd like to get rid of this park.
Yeah, that's true. And so I think that there's a frustration on the part of the Shasta County Office of Education about the city maybe feeling like they should be helping out with maintenance of the park. I think we need to get the city and Shasta County Office of Education together, and let's talk about that. Because not only, you know, they have a new Adopt the Block program. Pete and I talked about this, and we're at the city council meeting on Tuesday, you know, where they're adopting, you know, you can adopt a block and clean it up once a week or once a month and try to keep, you know, some maintenance going. We're willing to do that as a group of people. I think the city is looking at alternatives, like Pete, they call it park deficient on the west side, right? It's been identified, our neighborhood, the Magnolia neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this particular neighborhood is already identified in the city of Redding's Parks, Trails, and Open Space Plan as being, it's specifically identified as park deficient. That's a term that they use. And so the city's goals for this area is actually to increase park space. And so this project just completely flies in the face.
Yeah, so why don't
that.
We maintain what we've got first, sign a new agreement with SCOE, with the Shasta County Office of Education. That's what we're trying to encourage the city to do. I think that they would be willing to do that. But what we need is it's two parts. It's number one, include the public so that we can at least have some input into this. And if the community wants this as opposed to the park, that's the democratic process, and I believe in that. But if the community is saying, hey, we're already park deficient, let's take a look at some other sites, because it doesn't have to be there. From our understanding of this project, it doesn't necessarily have to be at this facility. It's just that it's a path of least resistance for the Shasta County Office.
Well, it makes things easy for them. For them, they've got a spot. They can build it in there. It kills the problem they're having with, you know, the derelicts in the park that they say they're having. And that I know you all don't see that, but maybe it's because his guys are out there at 6 o'clock in the morning, rousting them out and then cleaning up. He says, you know, they're cleaning up human refuse, as we all know what that means, and everything else. Hey, Katie, do you have kids?
I do. I have two. I have an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay. And so you use this park a lot.
I do.
Use it a lot. Where would you go if you didn't have this park?
I think the next park over is probably Martin Luther King Park.
And where's that?
So that's over by Mercy Hospital.
By Mercy Hospital?
Yeah.
It's on the
railroad.
That's a long way away.
Yeah.
From where you are. I mean,
we're
all in the same neighborhood here.
I think it's important to note
that
the Magnolia Park has got some really neat features. I mean, the nice thing about it is it's really easy to watch your kids. It's fenced in. It's open. You can see everything that's going on. And, you know, once this park goes away, there's no going back. So I think it's a real important decision that we need to think about.
Well, I think we need to give Tom Armolino a call today and see if we can get Tom on this week and say, Tom, what's the big purpose of why do we have to move? Why can't you use another area, maybe a building already there, and save money so you don't have to construct a building?
Pete, how many kids do you have?
I have two kids.
And how? What are their ages?
Their ages are 8 and 5.
And so you use the park as well?
We do.
On a regular basis?
We do regularly use the park. Yep.
Okay. And you live in the area?
Yep. I lived about 2 blocks away for 10 years. Now I live about a mile and a half away.
Okay.
Yep.
But you still come and use the park?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
And
yep.
Jason?
Yeah, I've got 4, so I win.
You win.
At the Mormons,
my youngest are 8 and 5, and we're there all the time.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
But that's where my older two... I mean, that's where we learn to ride bikes. That's where we fly kites and, play soccer because,
Well, if they can do it in New York City, that people have come together and they've fought and they've been able to protect some of the parks and that the city was going to come in and build on. So I know it can be done here. It's just about probably getting representation and finding out again from from Tom Armolino. Let's dissect this in the light is what I say.
Sure.
Yeah, and our goal is really, we understand their need to build a facility, and we have no problem with them building a facility. But right now, this is sort of a win-lose situation. The county board wins by fulfilling one of their needs, but the whole neighborhood and a lot of the city of Redding loses.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'd like to see is, we want children will win by this new facility and having it, but children will also win by still having a park. And so we hope that they can find another site, and everybody can win. The park will still be available for the neighborhood, the residents and children. And the county will have the building that they need to provide. It just makes simple sense, and I really think the city and the residents can come together to find a win-win situation rather than a clear win-lose situation for many children in Redding.
Right. I think we have a caller coming in, and
you're all going to need to put on your headphones.
Yeah. We're trying to pass those around here.
Okay. Everybody's putting their headphones on now. And okay, who is this, and what's the question?
Okay. I'm Rayola Press.
Oh, hi, Rayola.
And what we have out here in Old Shasta, in fact, Linda and Carl have been to our park. Hi.
Hi, Rayola.
Anyway, we have this park, and we are there's a possibility that we could lose our park, and we have 60 acres, and I would think that the county would be able to find a site that would be useful to them. It has 2 amphitheaters on it. It's on, 3 rolling hills. But it would be a wonderful site, and we could put together something with the county if your people would be interested in working with me and with the county. We might have an option.
Is this for the county to put their new buildings out there?
They would be able to do that. Yes, that's BLM land, and it's a possible option.
Yeah,
that's what we want to. This is exactly the kind of thing that we as a group are looking at. Is what are the options? What are the requirements? I mean, our understanding is it's got to be on a campus, a school facility. It doesn't have to be at this one. But it could be on another campus, and there are other campuses that could build the same exact thing on that have a little bit of additional land. And people have said we're willing to put it on our campus, other schools. So we just want to look at what are our options. Yeah, maybe is there another building in town or something? I mean, these are the kind of things that we feel like the community should be involved in those type of decisions.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Hey, Rayola, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's always another option there, yeah. Okay, we got to run here. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
We have one of the things we've done is we've created an online petition asking the board to take another look at it. You can find that at a website called change.org. It's a website that hosts petitions, and if you go there and you search for Magnolia Park Redding, you will find the petition. And we have over 600 signatures already. And people can leave comments there.
And it's change.org, and you go to the Magnolia?
You do a search. Once you get to that site, because there's many petitions there, you search for Magnolia Park Redding, and it'll come right up.
Okay.
And then also the Facebook page, just type in Save Magnolia Park.
Okay.
And that'll have a link to the change.org site, too.
Yeah, come over and link to our site. Okay, guys?
Yep.
And we'll push it out there, too. Because if nothing else, you all want to maintain what's going on in your neighborhood in a positive sense. And then at least it needs to be talked about at all levels. And we'll try and get Tom Armolino in here and get his side of it, too. All right. Hey, thank you very much for being here. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Doug Wright, who was at the inauguration, to tell us what he saw there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is vowing to cut taxes on his first official business day in office.
The president told business executives he wants to lower taxes for the middle class and companies.
We are going to be cutting taxes massively.
Mr. Trump said he wants to lower taxes anywhere from 15% to 25%, down from 35%. And he's eager to reduce regulations.
We think we can cut regulations by 75%, maybe more.
He promised consumer and environmental protections despite fewer regulations.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, another way that Mr. Trump says he is going to help the U.S. economy is that he's prepared to slap a stiff tax on companies that move factories overseas, then try to ship their products right back to America.
A company that wants to fire all of its people in the United States and build some factory someplace else, and then thinks that that product is going to just flow across the border into the United States, that's not going to happen.
President Trump says companies are on notice. In his words, don't lay off workers and move production overseas. A stormy weekend in the South has left at least 19 people dead. In Adel, Georgia, several people were killed when a tornado struck a trailer home park.
We was frozen. We couldn't move.
Montrevious Jackson lives there. Seven people died.
I just know because they were our neighbors. I'm sorry about their loss and stuff.
The National Weather Service has confirmed two tornadoes struck on Saturday in South Carolina. Meanwhile, heavy rains out west. It's a mixed blessing in California, where forecaster Patrick Burke says nobody likes the floods. Then again, the state is enduring a years-long drought.
This is the rainy season in California, and so we are normally glad to see the rain come this time of year because we don't want to go through another full summer without it.
And there is more rain in the forecast, especially this evening in the San Francisco Bay Area. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Consult your tax professional before investing. Let me ask you a question. Can you keep your 401k or IRA safe from the death of the dollar, continued rampant Fed spending, political corruption, and from the possible new Cold War with Russia? If you answered no, then listen up. Fortunes are going to be made and lost over the next few months. It's time you took action. Over 50,000 people have requested our Gold IRA investment guide to learn how to protect their retirement savings. Now it's your turn. We are Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America by TrustLink. Right now, we are giving away a free copy of our new Gold IRA protection guide to anyone with an IRA, 401k, or retirement account that is over the age of 55. Just call 1-800-900-8000 right now, and we will help teach you how to keep your retirement savings away from the government and safe in your pocket. Just call today at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Representatives are standing by. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The World Health Organization has called on countries to monitor closely any outbreaks of bird flu in poultry and report cases affecting humans.
Bird flu is usually spread to humans via direct contact with birds, but health experts have long feared the virus could mutate into a form which could spread easily from person to person. A sharp increase in human cases in China, including some deaths, has put the World Health Organization on high alert. The WHO says there are currently four different strains of the virus circulating, a worrying sign that bird flu, like all flu viruses, is capable of mutating quickly.
That is the BBC's Imogen Folks reporting. Samsung Electronics says the tests of more than 200,000 Galaxy Note 7 smartphones have given a clue about those fires. Samsung says two different manufacturers made the phones using faulty batteries. More from townhall.com. Plenty of buzz about this story out of Yuba City, California, according to correspondent Rich Thomason.
A beekeeper says thieves made off with 488 hives whose residents were supposed to pollinate almond trees. Lloyd Kniff tells the Great Falls Tribune it appears the thieves used semi-trailers to steal about 190,000 bees. He was storing the bees on a fellow beekeeper's property before moving them to Fresno, where he had a contract to pollinate the trees. Kniff says the theft will cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars, but at least the hives were insured.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. McDonald's trying to stage a comeback, but still has plenty of work to do in its flagship U.S. market. The world's biggest burger maker says U.S. sales dipped by 1.3% at established locations in the final quarter of last year. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 here on January the 23rd, 2017, the first week, full week of the Trump presidency as it begins today. Do we get a lot of hallelujahs and amens out there? Okay, not a lot. All right, we're getting a lot, getting 60 million. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And we're looking forward to sometime this week, maybe we'll have somebody who will call in or come in that was actually on the march on Saturday. I believe it took place Saturday, the Women's March, and also they had one on the Sundial and across the country. So we want to hear their perspective of what's going on. So the weather, it's currently 43 degrees, and good morning on this Monday in the 8 o'clock hour here of KCNR 1460. Hope everybody's well. We're 43 degrees. We have our prediction today of showers. With our highs will be 47 with our lows of 35. Tomorrow calls for a slight chance of showers and sunny, with our highs of 52, mostly clear tomorrow night. Rain throughout the rest of the week. I think Friday looks like we have a little bit of sunshine poking through. And it looks like the forecast will be sunny with a high near 58. And that's on Friday. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful. Thank you. Major averages are starting out in the red this morning as investors are weighing in on President Trump's policies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 54 points at 19,772. The S&P 500 off 9 points at 2,262. And the NASDAQ Composite losing 18 points at 5,537. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Qualcomm down $8.57, trading at 54.32. Apple down 9 cents at 119.90. Intel off 24 cents at 36.70. Turning to local stocks of interest, AT&T up 20 cents at 41.65. Verizon down 22 cents, trading at 52.49. Best Buy up 2 pennies at 43.39 per share. In the bond department, treasuries are edging higher, and the 10-year treasury note is priced yield 2.44%. And for commodities, gold is up $9 an ounce at $1,216. Silver up 18 cents at $17.27 per ounce. Crude oil down 70 cents, trading at $52 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. Susan, of course, is the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-243-7561. She knows what she's doing. She's done some really, really great business. Okay, Rally Sally, good morning. What's happening tonight?
Good morning, Carl. Yeah, I just wanted to let your listeners know, for those people who were unable to attend the Second Amendment Forum in Anderson a couple of weekends ago, that we have Sam Paredes coming to our group meeting tonight. He is with Gun Owners of California, and he will be talking about the new gun laws and what his agency is going to do to try to stop some of these unconstitutional laws. We also have Woody Clendenin going to be there, and he's with the Cottonwood Militia. So if people are interested in getting involved with that group or want to find out how they can start their own, it'd be a great time to come and talk to Woody.
Hey Sally, is it really the Cottonwood Militia? Is that what it's called?
It's Cottonwood Militia as well as the Cottonwood Community Watch.
Cool. I'm going to get Woody on.
Yeah, get Woody on. He's great.
Yeah.
He's very interesting. Anyway, tonight it'll be at 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane. And I also wanted to say that before our meeting at 6 o'clock, our Jefferson committee meets at 5:30. So if you're interested in getting involved with making Jefferson happen, come at 5:30. We have a special room in the back where people can go, and we've got some big plans coming up. So come in, get involved, find out what's going on in Jefferson, because that's the solution to the gun laws.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
Have a great
day.
You bet, hon. Okay, it's 2 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock, and our guest is here, is Douglas Wright, an attorney here in town. But also he also was really looking at running for office in this last election. I mean, you had a lot of feelers out. I'm not sure, did you officially jump into it, or you did kind of, you did jump into it.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
We had announced. Yeah. We had prepared the paperwork to file. The landscape changed prior to the election.
Yeah.
We knew based on polling that it was going to be a very difficult race, and we thought that instead of wasting $250,000 of other people's money and time, we would take a step back and see what happens down the road.
I think, you know what, frankly, I think that was a wise idea, because from what was happening, I understood when you jumped in, and it was from the congressional race, what you were looking at. But it was going to have some certain things line up.
That's right. And
you know you're well-respected and all that and had the backing.
Yeah, and those certain things that we needed went away and didn't materialize as we had hoped, and it was a last minute situation change.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it happened then and not once we were well into the race. And,
absolutely.
You know.
Well, great. And now you had the opportunity. You got tickets to it, and you went back to the inauguration.
Well, how did that happen? Like, this is a little backstory
there. Yeah.
How did it happen? Okay, we're going to go to the inauguration. Now what?
Well, we had wanted to attend, and so I reached out to Doug LaMalfa directly, and he's been very gracious, even post race and post announcement, and his staff was wonderful. Mark Spanigal, they went to work and they got us some tickets, and so we booked and
fabulous.
We were on our way.
It was
awesome, and they were, even when we were back there, they were very helpful to make sure that everything was taken care of,
and
they were very gracious, very helpful, and
Now let me tell you what I'm wearing here. I am wearing a pin that says Trump Triumphs, and it's his head on the Superman's body.
With a T in the middle.
With a T in the middle.
Oh.
And it's got, I can't
And that
read,
was from the White House
down.
You
got this from the White House gift shop.
The White House gift shop.
Okay. I just got to say it because I've got it on because I don't usually wear pins, but this one was kind of cool.
It was funny, and I thought that it would fit you guys well, for
okay.
sure.
Well, we went to the White House for a veterans event, but where is the White House situated? Because the gift shop,
gift
excuse
shop.
Me. We were on a veterans event. We had breakfast on the West Lawn?
Yeah,
West Lawn. With the Marine Corps band and all that. It was a complete surprise. We didn't know we
Bush,
were even going to. Fabulous.
Rice, they all came down and
they
met
all
us.
Came out and met everybody.
It's pretty cool.
So.
Yeah, it's on the corner of 13th and Pennsylvania. It's kind of kitty corner because the White House takes up several blocks.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just across the street.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Doug Wright, who is an attorney here in town and also just attended the inauguration. And when, I was watching it and I knew that he was going, so I texted him and said, what's it like back there? Electric. I think that's the term you used.
And that was even sort of an understatement of what was really happening there in the crowd.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back so we can talk about it. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading where they can design and build jewelry and also watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning.
Right.
It's Monday, the 23rd of January, 2017. 43 degrees out there, going up to 47. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business who gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. You know what? I want to start taking a little bit of time when Bob searches for these killer bump songs. And they bring us in, and it's like, yeah, just like chew on it a little bit, then we come in. But anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Speaking of chewing, you know, you can, like, get a chip on your – you know, we had that happen with our car. We were driving along, and all of a sudden the truck just – a rock came and chipped us an hour out of town. We thought, oh, my God, and this is when it was 110 outside. So we called Jeff from Crackmaster, and he gave us the lowdown, like, either you come in – or make sure that, you know, you cover it with a blanket and all the other good stuff. But it's so nice to be local. Talk with somebody who's local. And Jeff, who owns Crackmaster Windshield Repair, can take care of a chip or a crack up to 26 inches. So give him a call or go see him. 241-8979. He's located on South Market, 3208. You'll see his signs right there at the, you know, when you get past the, what's it called, a V? Anyway, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Welcome back to the show this morning.
Our guest is Doug Wright, who is attorney in town and a potential politician. And even though
I've been accused of that for a long time.
But he went to see the Trump inauguration. And, okay, so we found out, you know, you got tickets there and you got there. Now, you said your wife was a little concerned at first because of all of the threats of violence that we heard.
That's true. You know, because leading up to the event, that's what you heard, that they were just going to be inundated with protesters, and they're going to block everything they possibly can, and there were going to be riots. And, you know, so there was certainly a concern for that. There's also the concern that, you know, obviously we're in a safe space here. And your audience mostly is probably, you know, it's a safe space with them. But you can't really talk publicly about this because you deal with a backlash from folks that, you know, have a different idea of where the country should go. And they're not very nice when they give feedback.
Yeah, you know, isn't that strange, too? I mean, how people will get, from what I've seen, I mean, it's not saying that, of course, any Trump supporters are all, you know, squeaky clean here. But it seems like the ones you read about, like people being taken off planes, are the ones that just can't handle the fact that Trump won.
Yeah.
And they just get really nasty about it.
And it's not even necessarily just the left. There's some folks on the right that are upset about it, too. You know, there are a lot of Republicans that didn't like him. So, but it's unfortunate that we have to deal with that. But the security was certainly the primary concern. And a concern from our parents, too. You know, we had all the grandparents in town watching the kids while we were back there. But, you know, they wanted updates constantly to make sure that we were not in the middle of a riot or something unsavory.
Yeah. Well, and so what did you see when you were there?
Initially, security everywhere. I mean, it was incredible the level of security they had. You guys have been to D.C., and we'd been there before, and there's always security there. You know, there's probably more cameras on every city block than anywhere in the world. But the fencing and the barricades and the extent.
Yeah, I've never seen the fencing up there, you know, because I haven't been there for the inauguration or things like that. It's amazing how much security is in D.C. that you don't notice.
You don't notice.
But there's like five different types of police forces in D.C. besides just – you know, you got U.S. Marshals at all the federal buildings, and then you have the you have mall security, and you have the subway security.
Yep, and Secret Service.
Secret Service is around there. D.C. Metros, the museums. Yeah. There is a lot of security in that town that, and a lot of times you don't notice it, but they're everywhere, and which is probably a good thing. Not that they're not killing each other off down there in D.C., because they are, but there is a lot. And frankly, all the times that I've gone, and I used to live in that area, and would go downtown in D.C., I never felt in danger. But then again, I wasn't there for a time when President Trump is being inaugurated, and there are thousands are coming there to disrupt it.
Yeah, and, you know, the concern leading up to it was that we would be in the middle of, you know, a hotbed of trouble. Actually, the opposite was true when we got there. Tons of security, but we saw a handful of protesters. But it wasn't anywhere where we were spending time. You know, there were so many layers of security, even just to get onto Pennsylvania Avenue, just to get onto the mall, to get to other areas that we were going to. You know, if anybody was going to try to get in there that was going to create problems, they would have been 86th in a second.
Did you walk? How did you get on to? And where? What section were you in? Because I know that they had tickets that would be where, when you looked in the overhead photo of the Washington Mall, where were you?
So we had orange section tickets. And so from where President Trump's vantage point, looking out on the mall, we were to his left. We were about 300 yards from his podium. We could see his hands. We could see his gestures.
Okay.
We couldn't obviously see facial expressions. We were far enough away we couldn't see that. But we could see enough that, you know, and obviously there was a big Jumbotron there that helped as well.
Excellent.
There are Jumbotrons all along the thing there.
Yeah.
Now, did you stay and – so you walked – into the area, obviously.
We walked everywhere. We stayed in downtown D.C. on 18th and L, and it was, you know, I took my Fitbit to see how far we walked. And the first day, it was, you know, sort of just a part day, and we walked 10.7 miles that day. And then the inauguration day, we walked 19.1 miles.
19 miles.
It was, we started.
Not in hills either.
We started at 5:30 a.m., and we didn't get back till 9 o'clock that night.
Okay.
We spent the entire day out and about. And just took in the atmosphere and the event and the people, and it was a really, really cool experience.
We have a caller that would like to have a comment to you. Daniel, good morning. Do you have something for Doug?
I do. I was watching, and I'm particularly interested in the fact that every time we see these different, from the left, different to the right administrations, how much trash is left on the ground. I was struck by the amount that was there at the end of Mr. Obama's inauguration both times, also when Mr. Clinton But this time you look out there and there's relatively little trash left all over the place.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, that's probably, there's some truth to that. You know, although I think maybe they put out more garbage bins because the garbage bins were overflowing.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
But see, I think people were at least using the garbage bins as opposed to just dropping it.
There was still a lot of trash, though. I mean, it was not your normal D.C. Washington's usually pretty clean.
Pretty clean.
And it wasn't that way this time, but we expected it. So.
Well, okay, so you're in the crowd.
It's raining.
It's off and on.
Sort of a little drizzle. Okay, it wasn't until President Trump got up there to take the oath, and you know, it was almost as if God was crying tears of joy that finally America is back.
Yeah, Franklin Graham said it is a sign from the heavens that that the rain coming down is a and he made it so it's very very positive. The size of the crowds. The fact is, and you kind of explained that.
Not on the air, though. Let's hear it on the air.
But talk about the covering of the grass, because I had never seen that before either, and I was wondering what that was.
So what they did on the mall was, normally it's grass and you can walk across there, and it's a nice, easy stroll. But they covered it with this white plastic parquet. So when, probably to protect the grass and to keep the mud, which was actually kind of nice. But what it also did was it made the whole section glow. So if there wasn't anybody in that section, it stood out like a sore thumb. So in those pictures that were running throughout all the media, when you'd see those big empty spots and it was white, that's what it was. It was the parquet that had been laid down. And in 2009 and 2013, when Obama took his oaths of office both times, that wasn't there. So a lot of times, and I'm not taking anything away from his crowd because he certainly had huge turnouts.
Yeah.
But if there were open spots in his crowd, you wouldn't have seen them because
they're overhead shots and all that.
And you talked about the security. Share with our listeners about the impressive amount of security.
Oh, there. When we got – this was another really sort of exciting thing that happened. One of my roommate from college was there, and he's – a Hollywood producer, so he never really got to talk much, but he got invited to all the high-end events, Freedom Ball, everything. He went, and he got tickets to the presidential inaugural prayer breakfast at Trump Hotel.
Really?
Got us tickets. So we were rolling in at 5.
You were in the prayer breakfast?
Yeah.
Not the prayer breakfast, but the...
Cathedral?
The cathedral?
No, it was at his hotel.
Oh, okay.
That's where the prayer breakfast was.
Oh, the prayer breakfast. Okay.
So we got there at about 5:45 in the morning, and the buses were rolling in, and there must have been, I would be probably underestimating it, 250 buses loaded with law enforcement. I mean, they were just all in uniform. I mean, there was no joke, zero tolerance. I mean, the amount of law enforcement there, they had the National Guard. I mean, it was just unbelievable, rolling in military equipment, blocking streets.
They did. They had a lot of things like big trucks blocking off the streets. If you looked at the cordon in D.C., and you had the parade was going to be and where the route was after the inauguration, and they had that. If you looked at several blocks out, was a complete encirclement. Every street had big trucks filled with sand and cement blocks, so they could not have one of the trucks come crashing through there to get into the crowds of people. They had that blocked off, completely encircled. Plus, if you look at the route itself and how far out the Secret Service goes now, and as one of them was saying, okay, here's what we go into those buildings. We go in like 3 or 4 days early. We search the whole building when it's empty with dogs, everything. And then if you're coming into the building, you're being searched. You go through the magnometer. You go through all that stuff before you go in there. And so everything along the route. I mean, this is because they've had their assassination, threats. I mean, Obama had a lot from what I understand. I imagine Trump's going to probably beat that in the first 2 weeks.
I believe that. Anyway. The way that, at least the way they responded, the Secret Service and security was.
You can't take a chance.
No, and the problem we had with the prayer breakfast is we were actually very fortunate to get in so quickly. There was one Secret Service agent at a back gate, and we had our tickets emailed to us. And I said, we're going to the prayer breakfast. Can we get in here? And he said, yeah, let me see your tickets. So we showed him, and we were in. That was it. no security check otherwise. So we got really lucky. My friend who was coming in from the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue.
The producer.
Yeah, he, holy cow, he had 2 hours to get in. I mean, it was everybody that was coming to the Pearbacks was coming from that direction because that's where the metro
and
was
so
dropping
they're making
them off.
Them go, they're making them go through. They're opening up bags. They're
oh, yeah.
Everything.
And through the magnetometers, which actually went down at one point. But, you know, it was interesting. One of the guys, the security in the breakfast was sort of chuckling. He said, you know, there's a lot of really important people out there that said, you know, we need to get in. We're important. He said, this is the inauguration, man. Nobody's that important.
There you go.
That, you know, so everybody was stuck with the same, you know,
you know,
burden.
Things that they've been able to walk through before and all that, it's just like, can I see inside your bag, please?
How was the prayer breakfast?
Wait a minute. Let's take
oh.
a break here.
Oh, okay. I'm dying to hear all the details.
Yeah, because we saw the national, when you went to the cathedral on the next morning.
Yep.
And had, I mean, every religion was there and had something to say. And it was touching. Linda's sitting over there just bawling because it was so touching for her. But there's a lot of things we want to talk about. We need to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that this is where we go to. We can't say enough about Martin and all of his people at Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State last year. Could be voted best every year. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if it's an emergency, any type of heating or cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Doug Wright, our local attorney, and but also who attended the inauguration, has given us a great after-action report of what he saw, and we've got somebody that was actually able to get into some of these events. That's just super. So we'll be right back.
And gravity won't pull you through. You know you're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. For he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Monday morning. Rain, rain, rain. Till Friday.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's never too wet to get your hair cut, though. Head on down to 2643 Athens Avenue. That's right. It's on Athens Avenue across from the subway. The best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Law Stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop. Big shout-out to D.C. He's out of the hospital, and he's recovering from a knee operation. I'm sure he'll be feeling better. He's feeling a lot better after the inauguration, you said. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, our guest is Doug Wright, local attorney, and well-known in town, in the business community and all this. But he had the opportunity to go back to the Trump inauguration, which he did, and he's been regaling us with really good stories about security and getting there and watching the inauguration. Then he was able to get into the prayer breakfast. However, it didn't go quite like it was supposed to.
Share with us.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's supposed to start at 6 a.m. to get in, and then the events start at 7:30. When we get in, obviously, I explained that the Secret Service got us in quick. So we're sitting there.
Secret Service man says, oh, yeah, come on in.
Yep, we get in, get past the, you know, we get our table number, get checked in, we sit down, and there's about 50 of us inside this huge conference banquet hall in the Trump Hotel.
A little lonely in there.
There's more staff than people attendees. And we're thinking, what's the problem? Well, my buddy who was coming in from the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue, they're stuck in security. The magnetometers are down. It's just a slow, slow process. So it's 6:30, 7 o'clock.
No.
7:30.
It was supposed to start at?
7:30 is when everything's supposed to kick off.
And that's when the Trumps, the Clintons, the Obamas, everybody's supposed to be there.
Everybody's supposed to be there. There's still about 75 people in the room. I mean, it's a ghost town. And because people can't get through security. And so it's 8 o'clock, and my friend finally got in, and he was just at his wit's end. He'd been in line for 2 hours trying to get through security. And by 9 o'clock, the place was fairly full. But by that point,
they had gone over to the prayers, I guess, to the cathedral by that point.
At 8:30 is when the Trumps were going to be there for their, you know, morning prayers. So we missed out on that, but the breakfast is,
what was the breakfast? Any good?
Oh, come on. You were in the Trump Tower.
Did they have anybody?
It's Trump International.
What do you do?
Do people come up and say anything? Yeah. I mean, like, they get up on the roster there and go, Ivanka's there going, well, hi.
No. I mean, there was a lot of people there that were, you know, bigwigs, obviously, because the event's pretty cool. But, you know, there was a lot, a lot of speakers and talking about issues that are important to that crowd. By 9:30, we knew we had to go because we needed to get to our section. But yeah, it was just really cool to be part of that and to be in the hotel.
What happened with
Saturday,
you?
Was that Saturday morning?
That was Friday morning.
Oh, Friday morning.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Friday morning.
Oh, okay. So they were – okay, I got it. Now, okay. Saturday was when they went to the cathedral.
Yes.
So this was all Friday morning.
Friday morning.
And then you had to move to the – go through security again to get into the
– We went through 8 different checkpoints.
You know, it seems like they'd have like a little something that they would weld onto your arm, like getting drinks, that if you've gone through 5 already, then they see this, they just kind of wave you through.
You would think that. They were not taking any chances.
Now, this is obviously because that there's been threats. Yeah. That you had this many people coming to do it, and Trump's made it no secret that he's going to go after ISIS.
Yep.
And then you've got your homegrown crazies, which I don't think would try to kill, but they would be trying to disrupt.
Yep.
You know, but what a perfect place for ISIS or for a terrorist organization to make a statement.
Oh, sure. You know, and on the world stage.
On the world stage.
I'd like to go back for a moment to when you were at the literal event in the inauguration, and that you had told us this at a break, but I want our listeners to hear that when the overview photograph that you see shows some of the lawn areas that were vacant or had spaces where people weren't. But you were saying because the security was so tight that there were thousands of people waiting in blockades to get in.
That's true. Hundreds of thousands of people waiting. The lines went the length of the mall, which is a long way, probably a mile long. So there were folks that were in line at 7 a.m. that didn't get in until 11:30. It was incredible.
How disappointing.
Yeah. And that, you know, which if they still got in. But
because it didn't really – I mean, it started at – I guess it started right at 11. No, at noon.
Yeah. Right? 11:30 is when they about 11:15 they started introducing folks.
Okay.
We got into our section. They were introducing the Clintons at that point, and she got booed. I didn't hear any lock her up, but she did. She got booed. So which is kind of disheartening. And, you know
what?
Because she showed up, and we have like hats off.
And you know what? That takes guts.
Wow.
She almost had to, but can you imagine how hard this is for this woman?
And then she
went to the luncheon afterwards.
Yep.
And sat there and smiled, except the time when she saw Bill was staring at Ivanka.
What did you think?
Did you see that look?
I mean, Doug Wright is our guest right now. What did you think of his speech? What was the feeling that you felt when he gave his inaugural speech?
Inspiring, humbling, sort of the "we are back." You know, just the energy. You could feel it in the crowd. The crowd was just really excited because you could finally talk about Donald Trump. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily a huge supporter throughout the campaign. I knew he was going to win. I knew early on he was going to win because of
Now, why did you know that?
From what we were hearing on the ground during our initial exploration and
that's national level stuff because you went back for meetings and everything, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yep.
So and what you were hearing?
What we were hearing, you know, and people were angry and frustrated. And, you know, I'm pretty political. And if I'm not talking about this type of stuff publicly because I don't want people to know how I'm thinking about Trump or about Clinton, other people are too. So I knew that he had a lot more support than people thought. I think a lot of things just fell into place for him too, you know. But there was an anger out there
still there.
Yeah, when 65% of the country says we're going in the wrong direction.
So that's
and 65% is on a good day.
Yeah.
So your friend from Hollywood. We won't mention any names or anything like that because we had a friend along those lines. He was a director, and he said they used to have underground, like literally, private meetings of the conservatives, and they couldn't talk about it in Hollywood, but they would have these meetings to get together, and they called themselves some kind of club, but it had code words and everything because it was so forbidden.
Yep, and that's absolutely true. He lives that life every day. He hates it. He said that if anybody in his industry, not necessarily his company, I mean, he's the president of the company, he owns it, but if anybody else in the studios that he sells the shows to found out, they would blackball him. They would never buy his stuff again.
They found out he went to the inauguration.
Yeah,
here it is, people that and you see this so much in Hollywood. Spike Jones told a woman who sang at
Charlotte Church.
Yeah, said, "That's it. I'm not going to ever, you know, I'm not considering your music for my movie." I mean, here is a place that thrives and, in fact, exists
on tolerance.
Exists on the First Amendment and preaching tolerance, you know, for everybody's ways and how they believe and all that. Yet, if you're a conservative, they will cut you off at the knees.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why I was just curious, because here's your best friend that you've known for years. And, you know, talking to him about what his world is like down in working in Hollywood.
Yeah. It's a whole different animal down there. You know, it is what it is. I think they're not shy about letting you know how they feel.
Wow.
For better or worse.
I was there, and I know that, you know, and I loved Bush, and I'm going to be going down in a couple months here for a couple events, and I'm just going to say I know it's coming at me. I don't talk politics. I don't want to talk about politics. I'm only here for a few days. Please, let's change the subject and get on something that's, you know.
And I'll tell you right now.
I don't want to do it.
Is that the people at your visit, one of your best girlfriends, she and her husband are just really liberal. And which is fine, and because she's a great lady and he's a nice guy. Now they may have changed since this whole election, but your other girlfriend, who is conservative, so you two have decided to you know, to just say, we're not going to discuss anything like this. We're just not going to. You know what? We're all sisters. We all work together for a long time. Let's just.
Oh, there's. We can go on. We can do this with weeks. Families.
Yeah.
Everybody that is listening to the show has the
same thing.
Story with a family member or family members or something.
I don't
and
remember
Thanksgiving
it
and
being
Christmas
this,
time was always like, let's not talk about it.
I don't remember it being this virulent, though. I mean, really, truthfully, when Obama won the second time. I mean, there was cause for a lot of consternation, and there was, but I don't ever remember it being like this.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm trying to figure out what this, how much fear this is. I mean, 200,000 women plus march because they're afraid he's going to change things, and I'm not sure what he's changing. I know they're, you know. But yet they're still awesome. You know, it's supposed to be women's rights and women's, strength of women, which is cool. But they won't let women who are pro-life march in this group. And I was totally surprised. Surprised in one way, but then not surprised at all in another.
Yeah, well, I think our platforms of communication have changed. Before, you had to be personally talking to someone. It's sort of like tailgating. Would you tailgate someone with a shopping cart in the store? No. But, you know, you can do it anonymously on the streets. Same thing now with social media. You can take whatever shots you want, and you're just a keyboard cowboy. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be accountable.
I love keyboard cowboy.
Well, keyboard courage. Yeah. It used to be phone courage. You know, somebody be saying something over the phone. Why don't you come down here and tell me that?
Yeah.
Well, no. But they'll say things on there and throw it out to 1,000 people.
Yep.
And that's okay.
And it spreads like wildfire. So then people don't want to engage in the conflict, so they just live in an echo chamber with the people that they agree with. And anybody that they become so comfortable in that existence that it becomes, you know, less easy to have an actual discussion about what people really think and be respectful while they're doing it.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to take a break here on KCNR, where our guest is Doug Wright. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more what's in the future for Doug Wright and what you're up to. This portion of the show has been brought to you by my favorite boutique, Dandelion. We appreciate our sponsors. They are what keep us going here, so we can really talk to the people and find out, just like we've got, you know, Doug, and we've had the people on with the Magnolia Park and other people, to be able to bring issues to you. So thank you to our sponsors, Dandelion. Gifts that are hard to find for friend, anything, you know, it's the new season's coming up, and it's going to be February, Valentine's, red, spring is going to be around the corner. What are the new trends, the colors, something that's going to make you feel like, ooh, let's get out of this gloom and get on to something that's exciting for 2017. Go to Dandelion. They're on Pine Street, 1322. We'll be right back after these messages here at KCNR with Doug Wright.
Fine. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie, it's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Living in a lonely world.
You know, they asked me to sing that. He took the midnight
train. Only once.
I can sing that. I may sing that tonight as we're laying there in bed. Journey. Linda's just sitting there.
Oh,
staring.
I wish we had the cameras on because Linda's expression is
usually love,
short and priceless.
Usually I love the voices in here, but it's usually one of them I love to hear singing. Yeah. It's not Carl.
Okay, I've heard that before. Okay. Hey, we're here with Doug Wright, who is a local attorney here in town. In fact, what's your law firm? And give us all that information, Doug.
My law firm's Douglas Wright Law, and three areas that I really practice in. One is estate planning, wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, probate. In the event you don't have an estate plan, we'll help you with the probate court process, which is a nightmare. And then business law. So I have a lot of business clients.
Well, we need to have you back someday and talk about that because, you know, everybody thinks if they have a will, they're safe. But that's not necessarily true, is it?
No. Well, the only thing they're safe from is California's law regarding distribution of property. If you have a will, that tells the judge where you want it to go.
Okay.
If you don't have a will, then the judge will direct it according to the California law, which is, you know, they find somebody in your family, they work out to find a relative to take your property.
And if there's more than one?
Then they'll split it.
Then there'll be a big battle there.
Yep. And, okay. You know, I've seen some probate orders that have, you know, 75 people that are getting 1/120th of a share.
In Croatia, when I worked on, you know, when we were building all the cell towers there, I had my guys out acquiring land, leasing land to put cell towers on. And in Croatia, if somebody dies, their property is divided among the whole family. So we would go into these books, and there'd be like 100 people that own this property. So we said, well, wait a minute, how are we going to find 100 people? So my instructions were find five to agree.
Yep.
And if those five signed, we'd give them the money, and y'all could split it any way you want during you know, among the other 100 if you wanted to. Otherwise, we just paid you five and we put up our towers.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was just – it was horrendous. I was thinking about buying a little island there off the coast of Croatia, the Dalmatian Sea there in the Adriatic coast. But it was other people who had gotten there a year before me were just going through hell. Having they bought some like really nice little places out there on the coast.
Sure.
Just trying to get the trying to get it through escrow. And it wasn't the money part. It was just trying to find out who owned this. I mean, this went into – I mean, this had to go up in courts. And if you can imagine what the courts in Croatia were like at that point after communism. So it was a I can just imagine. So, so when you start talking about things going into probate, that's scary.
Yeah, I describe it as hell. It's a hassle. It's expensive. It's lengthy. And it's litigation.
Hell. Got it. Hassle, expensive, litigation, and lengthy.
Yep.
Cool. All right. So
at the end of the – when people have said – we've got like 8 minutes left. Linda asked you what you thought of the speech. People immediately after, they're saying it was dark. He used the term carnage. Now, I frankly understood exactly what he was talking about, and I can – you know, the people on the other side picked this one term to say, oh, my God, he's got this dark feeling that it's carnage in America. But he's the first man – or the first politician, I should say, that has addressed the truth. In our inner cities, the homicide rate is soaring. And it is carnage. When you lose more young men and women in Chicago in one night than you do in Afghanistan in 3 years, there's something wrong there.
Yep, 4,500 plus murders in Chicago over the 8 years that Obama was president.
And it went up something like, what was it, 60? Was it? It just went up a huge percentage this year.
Yeah.
And then the assassination of police has gone up something like 67% this year.
Yep.
Or last year.
Yeah.
From the year before. Yep. I mean,
I saw his speech as more of a call to action. Yeah. And an honest call to action is what it was. You know, some speeches, you're usually inspirational and, you know,
yeah,
we're going to, you know, we can do better as hope and we're going to make things, you know, better than they were.
Yeah.
But he had some teeth in his. You know, he laid out exactly what he was going to do.
That was really clear.
Yep, and I think that's what people want to hear that right now, because there wasn't a lot of, you know, hope for things to change.
You know what? Here's what I envision this man doing. If anybody can do it, is today he met with all the business leaders. I mean, huge companies.
Yeah.
This afternoon, right now, he's probably having lunch with the union leaders, and he's going to meet with them, the heads of the unions, about working together to try and fix what's going on in our country. The idea of bringing back factories or, you know, businesses to inner cities, but to places out here like Reading, which is in, you know, the rural areas where we can bump up our economy like this. If he can do that, then that's almost practically, to me, a miracle.
Yeah, there was actually an article in the San Francisco Chronicle about the benefits that are going to kind of come out of the Trump administration for rural conservative California, which has otherwise been left in the dust by Sacramento.
Did I say I was going to sing outside the vice president's house? Oh, okay, maybe something like this. There's people coming into chat rooms. I can't get it out of my mind that Carl's singing outside Pence's house. You have to call 911. As long as I don't start twerking, I guess it'll be okay. All right. You know what? Doug, thank you so much for being with us. We got a few minutes left here, but thank you so much for coming in and sharing this. So the biggest thing – what's your biggest takeaway?
America is going to be great again.
And you really got inspired, and people around you – I didn't ask you this. What were the people around you like? When they were interviewing them, to us, it seemed like, oh, my gosh, those are people like us.
All walks of life. It was incredible. We would have folks, you know, from liberal Boston that were there to support him, and they made, you know, no apologies for being Democrats. And they said, we want something different. To folks from South Florida that were clearly well-to-do. But, you know, in all ethnicities, I mean, it was just a true blend of Americana there. And that was what was really – I mean, I still get the chills thinking about it, like how cool it was to be part of that and to, you know, to watch everybody when he got done with his oath of office, the roar in the crowd. And you don't hear it on TV because the speakers – you know, the speakers are speaking to a mic that's aimed – you know, catches
right.
only their voice.
Right.
But the
and
crowd,
all ethnicities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All walks of life were there, and it was everybody was getting along, and you know it was just even people that we didn't agree with, you know, politically, we were there.
Well, here's
to support
the best thing about our country: everybody was there. They shook hands, they hugged.
Yep.
This was one of the finest points about our country and the way our life is that the strongest nation on the face of the earth, arguably, and we do a complete change of direction, you might say, and the politics. And how does it end? They hug each other. They hug their wives. You know, okay, maybe part of it, you know, it's kind of the, you know, just kind of the bump, but still totally peaceful.
Yep.
Mr. Obama, from everything I understand, did everything he could to make the transition easy. You have Clinton showing up and treated very cordially, and she was very
Yeah.
Very cool about the whole thing.
Yep. Like her or not, she was very graceful
she
to do that.
She was very, yeah. And so all of that happened. And one of the great things of our country is that happens. A disappointment that 67 Democrats or 68 Democrats didn't show up abdicated their responsibilities to our country.
I agree.
And one of the new freshman congressmen from Southern California says, of course I'll be there. He says, and not being there just gives, you know, next time, you know, when we win, you want all the Republicans there. What yeah. if they don't show up? I mean, what's it say?
A quote just popped up on my Facebook from none other than JFK. Let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer.
There you go. Yeah. What's right for America?
Yeah. Well, I'm not always right. You're not always right. The other people aren't always right. I mean, we all have different ideas.
And sure.
We're all right at some point, but not all the time.
Not all the time. All right. Douglas Wright, thank you so much, buddy, for coming with us. And, man, I tell you what, I am encouraged by this. And the security, though, I mean, it didn't surprise me, but it was kind of surprising about the prayer breakfast. People couldn't even get in.
Yeah, it was disappointing, down. Actually.
Yeah, but I guess it was.
Security was doing its job of keeping everybody
except
out.
Except the one guy in the back. Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, that was.
You should have called your friends, like, go around the back.
Yeah. Well, if he wouldn't have had to walk 4 miles to get there, he probably would have.
Okay. Hey, look, everybody, have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow. Down. Remember, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Down.
You can stand me up. KCNR, Shasta Ready. But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has unveiled a blueprint for the first 100 days of the Trump administration.
Repealing and eventually replacing the Affordable Care Act, reining in government regulations, tax reform, and infrastructure reform. As for building that wall along the Mexican border, which President Trump has promised, McCarthy says immigration reform and border security are also on the table.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Meanwhile, President Trump vowing to cut taxes on his first official business day in office. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president told business executives he wants to lower taxes for the middle class and companies.
We are going to be cutting taxes massively.
Mr. Trump said he wants to lower taxes anywhere from 15 to 25%, down from 35%.